Welcome to the Strategic Tech Coaching Podcast. Our host, Oscar Endermo, will together with guests share proven, tested strategies for improving your life and business. At the end of each episode, you will learn how you can use technology to implement those strategies into your daily life. We want to help you bridge the gap from inspiration to implementation.
Welcome to another episode of the Strategic Tech Coaching Podcast. This episode is just me, and I want to share a little bit about something that happened about 2 weeks ago. I went to an event in Stockholm, and it was an event done by Dragon's Den, the Swedish version of Dragon's Den. It's this TV show where you have these serial entrepreneurs, like really successful entrepreneurs, and they get a chance, people can come and pitch their ideas to them, and then some of them invest. You know, it's quite an interesting show that they have all over the world. In US they call it Shark Tank, I think Canada is Dragon's Den, UK is Dragon's Den, and Sweden is called Dragon's Den as well. So this was like a live recording, and the dragons, or the entrepreneurs, were on a panel, and the audience could ask some questions, and it was a lot of lessons in this show. So I wanted to share some of the lessons, some of the notes that I took out. And the first lesson is that I think the best way to learn is to put all your learning notes in your phone. I have thousands of notes in my phone. These are summaries of podcasts that I've listened to or books that I've read. And also, like, if there's anything that comes out, that's like, oh, that's really interesting. That's a quote that is really good. Or that's like another idea that I need to save. I save it in the notes section on my phone. Some professionals like to use like Evernote, but I actually just use the note section on my iPhone, and I have it linked to iCloud, so it syncs on all my devices. And yeah, this is a lesson to have an idea, to have a place where you can collect your ideas. I think it's really important in nowadays. Because, yeah, ideas, you know, they come and go, and if you just have it in your head, you forget about it. So you get an idea, you get some new information, you get something inspiring, or like something you want to remember. Remember to write it down in the notes section of your phone. Some people are like, but Oscar, I prefer to write by hand. If that's you, yeah, that's fine, write by hand. But a problem or a challenge with that sometimes is that you put those things away somewhere, and then you cannot refresh your memory. So if you prefer to write by your hand, maybe after, take a picture of your handwriting and upload to the notes section of your phone. That's a way, so you have it in the phone. Because the phone, especially if you like have a cloud solution, so you can make sure that the information is safe, you will always have with you, and you'll always have this information. Because I know people that done journaling in different books throughout the years, but then they leave the book somewhere and they don't open the books again. But the phone is there with you, and you can also search for it. You can use hashtags and do notes things. So if, like now, I study a lot of study a lot about AI. So then I use the hashtag AI on all those notes. So if I listen to a podcast where they interview someone about AI and I get some ideas, I take out my phone and write it in the notes section, and I use the hashtag AI. So it's easy to search for this. Yesterday I did a small workshop for CEO network about AI and ChatGPT and how this affects us and what we need to do about this. And then to refresh my memory, yesterday before the workshop and just before the workshop, I went through all my notes because they had a lot of questions, and I'm there as the expert, so I need to be able to answer those questions. So I had the notes ready, and I could just review it just a couple of hours before I started my session. So that's one lesson from this, to use your phone as a tool for learning, and put the notes, ideas, quotes, all these cool things in your phone. So yeah, we had the dragons there, and they are all very entrepreneurial. They started several different businesses, and this may be for you, or this may not be for you. Not everyone maybe should be an entrepreneur. And this was actually one of the questions that they discussed, like, should everyone be an entrepreneur? And it's can be very hard to pursue an entrepreneurial dream or an entrepreneurial pursuit. And one of the things they said, are you willing to bet 5 to 8 years on something? And if not, maybe do something else. But I still think that there's two options. Either you're an entrepreneur, you start something by your own, something of your own that you're building, or you're an intrapreneur. So you work in another company as an entrepreneur. I think we should all see ourselves as the CEO of our own company. So, you know, maximize everything. And that's a nice frame to have. So even if you don't want to start your own company, maybe you're happy working for someone else, that's fine. But see yourself as the CEO of your own company, and that you always need to optimize, become better, become attractive to the marketplace. It's a nice frame to have. So either you pursue the entrepreneurial dream, or you're an entrepreneur, the CEO of your own life. So a lot of the lessons that came from this evening was about entrepreneurship, but it can also be applied if you're an entrepreneur. So even if you don't want to start your own business, you can still learn from this episode. One thing that they discussed was this idea versus execution, which is always a debate. Is it about a good idea, or is it about executing the idea? And the panel had different answers, but they all agreed that execution was the most important thing. And when they were betting on a company, it was more the team behind it than the actual idea. And the idea can also be flexible. You can learn. I mean, you start with an idea, you execute and you change, adapt, and maybe the end product is not the same like when you started. So execution is the most important thing. And one of the dragons, he had a childhood dream. And at 22 years age, he left the corporate world and he pursued his dream. And the dream was to build the world's coolest sports car. He didn't have any experience building cars, but he had this idea, this passion, this drive that he really wanted to do this. It took him 8 years from idea to a finished product. These 8 years, he was so close to going bankrupt so many times, and it was extremely tough. So he started this in 1994, and they shipped the first product in 2002, 8 years later. And he said, it's not over until you give up. You know, so he just kept on going, and he had so many challenges, but he kept pursuing. And his name is Christian von Koenigsegg. And if you know anything about cars, you know that Koenigsegg is now one of the coolest sports cars there is. It's a Swedish brand. And they're doing really well. I think he had about 70 million in sales, euros or US dollar in sales last year. So now they're doing really well. But yeah, it's quite interesting. And he said this, that when he was 22, if he would have like done a SWOT analysis or like a analyze, like make a business plan, and someone see him like, you're 22 years old, you don't have any experience in this, like, just stop, do something else, you know. So the lesson in that is to have your why, a clear why. Why are you doing this? Like a burning desire that you have. And if you can find that, then you can push through all the ups and downs. And that's what he did, Koenigsegg. So it's a really interesting story. So he executed. He had an idea, and the idea was not that good, you know. But he executed. He worked hard. He had ups and downs. He was close to giving up, but he kept pursuing. And eventually, he turned the dream into reality. And that's how we do it with everything. You know? So, and this thing with having the why and having a passion and having a purpose, for me, this has helped me as well, because I have a lot of ups and downs in my personal journey building my own business. And I started so many different things, and the things that I didn't have the passion for or the clear why, maybe it was more like money driven. I started some project because I wanted to make money. I eventually had to stop, because when the tough time comes, if you don't have the clear passion and the why, so I really believe it's important that you have that why, that passion. Something bigger, something that really drives you. Because when you have that, you can push through the tough times, because doing something extraordinary will be tough. There will be ups and downs. It's not always easy. Without the mission, without the purpose, the passion and the why, you will just give up, basically. I've given up on a lot of projects, but the projects that I'm really passionate about, I'm still pursuing, and that's where I see the success, you know. Another question that was asked by the audience was that some guy said he had a really good job, but he had this like dream of starting his own thing. He had an idea he wanted to pursue, so he asked the sharks, like, you know, what should I do? And of course it's difficult because there's a lot of context, and you know, you don't know his situation. But one guy, I think it was the iSettle guy, the founder of iSettle, his name is the Gear. he sold his company to PayPal, and yeah, he's one of these successful entrepreneurs in Sweden. And he said, will you feel bad at 65 if you don't pursue it? That's like a good question to ask yourself. If you're sitting in a if you're in the same situation, like you're thinking about doing something, but you don't know, you have quite okay lifestyle, good job, should I do it? If you don't at 65, how will you feel? It's a good question to ask. Another guy, Sherwin, one of the other dragons, when he started his things and it was tough, he had his question, what is the worst thing that can happen? And for me, it was the same thing, actually. When I started my own business in 2010, the first year, after 1 year, it was really tough. And I had, like, cash flow problems. It was very stressful. And we did a big event in October. But in November, the commission hadn't been paid out. And there were some challenges with this. I had to call I was getting paid a commission from a hotel. And I had to, like, call and fight with the finance team, and so eventually I got that commission paid out. But yeah, it was very close to, you know, being kicked out from our apartment because we couldn't pay the rent, the credit card was maxed out, all these, you know, money problems that you can have in the beginning of an entrepreneurial pursuit. One day, I always said this, I had this little bit of a challenge discussion with my wife, and I went for a walk around the neighborhood in Greens in Dubai, where I used to live. It was like a man-made lake there, and a very nice park that I walked through at night, and I looked up at the stars, and I said, this will be the poorest day in my life. And turns out it was true. The next day, it turned around. I got that payment I was waiting for, and then I kept on working. And during that whole time, I asked myself, what is the worst thing that can happen? And the worst thing that could happen was that, well, I couldn't continue my dream of building my own business. And then I had to go back and take another job. And I had a couple of good connections. So I think if I failed my entrepreneurial business, I could have gone back to take a job. And then I was doing exactly the same thing as I did like 8, 9, 10 months before. And so could I handle this? Yeah, I could actually. So it was quite good to know this. Like, if the worst things happen, I just have to shut down my business and get back to take a job. And I can handle that. That's okay. If that happens, I'm fine with it. And just knowing that, you know, I could keep pushing and manage to turn that around by implementing, going back to the basic, working hard every day, implementing, making more calls to clients, you know, all these basics that you need to do to build something, you know, the basic fundamentals over and over again. So it can also be a good question to ask. What is the worst thing that could happen? And could you handle that? You know? Another thing they were discussing was financing. And several of the dragons said that, you know, just start somewhere and in the beginning finance yourself. Don't go for this thing that you should find angel investors in the beginning, especially not these times. And I really like this. I come from small business families, you know, like my mom and my father, they both had small businesses. And we don't, of course, we never borrowed money from the bank or like finding angel investors. It's about managing cash flow. It's about selling. It's about, you know, making more than what you spend. You know, this is the tradition that I come from. So sometimes it's hard for me to understand these big companies where they don't make any profit. They just live on angel investors, or they just live on external capital. But I guess, yeah, that's another way. If you want to build something big, then probably you need capital. But like many of the dragons said, when you start, just start somewhere, financing itself. And if you need capital to expand, it's FFF, friends, family, and fools. So that's where you start, you know. And then, many of them, dragons said that if they want to invest in a company, the first thing they will look for is, they will look at cash flow, and they will look at, you know, what you've been doing so far. So they will not just start investing in an idea, because they want to see how you've been executing before. You know? So, another thing that the gear was saying, that with a good product, everything else gets so much easier. So the starting point is always to build a really, really good product, and, you know, develop together with your clients, and, you know, come up with something really great, and then it becomes easy to sell. And once you sell it, people start talking about it, and it spreads automatically by itself. I saw this myself when I worked in hotels and selling. I was in sales in hotels, and those guys that worked for hotels that had a good brand name and a great location and nice product. It was such an easy job for them. And those that had worked for hotels that were like maybe in bad locations, maybe not so good product, how much harder they had to work. So when I work with other coaches and help them with their sales and marketing, I always talk about two things. You need to learn to be a really good coach or a really good speaker and do the marketing. So you need both. But if you do the marketing and you're not good at what you're doing, then so yeah, start with a good product. And if you wanna become a speaker or a coach, then maybe in the beginning you have to give a little bit for free just to get experience. So build that, because you are the product. So you need to become great at what you're doing. You know, so and the more you do it, the better you get. You know, if you also do deliberate practice, you know, like with some feedback loops and learn from it, and you know, try to improve all the time. So yeah, having a good product makes life so much easier. So recession, someone was asking about recession. It looks like it's going to be a couple of tough coming months, you know, with inflation, energy prices, many things that are a little bit challenging right now. So one of the questions to the dragons, what to do in a recession. And Sherwin, one of the dragons, he said more activities, just increase the number of activities, push sales and marketing, because you cannot cut costs forever. So just increase activities. And for me, it's the same when I had tough times. You know, I have ups and downs in my career. And whenever I had tough times, it's always back to the fundamentals. And the fundamentals are two things, actually. Right focus, right activity. Right focus is, you know, letting go worry, just trusting that everything will be fine. And then right activity is, you know, strategic, taking out your phone book, start calling, the more people you meet, the better the chances are. So right focus and right activity. When it's tough times, that's always the basics, you know, get back to that and focus every day, do more, you know. Another of the dragons said that chaos makes you creative. So when she had tough times, when she was in millions in debt and all this, that's when she really, you know, had to sit and think and had to, you know, come up with new strategies, and that's what really made her grow. So the tough times are really hard when you're there, but when you come out from the tough times, you grow, you learn, you come out a better person. So yeah, just remember that, knowing that wow, now it's a tough time, excellent, now I have a chance to grow. This is what Jeff Thompson used to say, one of the guys that have been on the podcast. If you haven't listened to that show, that episode, I really recommend you to listen to that episode, because Jeff Thompson is really, really cool. And it says that when you know this, you can be comfortable in the uncomfortable, you know. So that's a good mindset to have. So last but not least, these dragons, they have built billion-dollar companies. They're big, big organizations. And that's, some people like this, but for me, the reason I run my own business is because I got inspired by Tim Ferriss a couple of years ago, the 4-hour work week. You know, so I'm a kind of a lifestyle entrepreneur. And in the beginning, it was more about, you know, making money to have a lifestyle that I want. But after a while, it becomes more of a lifestyle, but also like a purpose entrepreneur. I want to help. I want to inspire and help as many people as possible, and using my strengths to do that. And that's what I'm driven for by now. I don't need to build a large organization or, you know, the next Facebook. I'm not interested in that at all. I can leverage myself through giving keynotes, for example, when I have more people in the audience, or by sharing things on digital media like this format or the podcast. So inspire and help people, as many as possible. Of course, the best way for me to help with someone is one-to-one, which I do in coaching and these kind of things. But if you want leverage, if you want to help more people, you need to do digital stuff like this or speak in front of large groups. And so I'm my way of building a business is a little bit different than when you want to build like the next Facebook, like a startup kind of thing, because I like to have be by myself. I have a small team, or I work with, collaborate with other people in a network. And if I have, I need something, I buy with freelancers and these kind of things. So sometimes we talk about the four freedoms of entrepreneurship. That first of all, the freedom of income, that there's no ceiling on your income. The more you sell, the more you make. The second freedom is time. That you are in control of your time. You decide what you do in the day. And the third one is the freedom of relationships. You can decide who you want to work with. And the fourth freedom is the freedom of purpose, that you can work on something bigger than yourself, you know, like helping others. And all those four are important to me. So if that's important for you, maybe start your own business, but you know, you don't have to have this dream of, you know, like doing the startup with a startup route. You know, you can build something small but impactful, help others, something that you're passionate about, your why maybe. That's what drives me, and that's a lot of people that I hang out with is the same thing. They have haven't made billions of dollars, but they have a good life, and they do what they love, and they help others. And if you can find something like this, I think it's the perfect spot. So that's what I'm working on and towards. And I mean, I always want to impact more people. So there's always a next level. So yeah, that's it. A couple of lessons from Dragon's Den, the Swedish Dragons. Look forward to the next season that is starting now in the autumn of 2023. Also, look forward to more interesting episodes coming up on the podcast. So keep listening, and if you like this kind of episodes where it's just me, let me know. You can send me an email, oscar@strategictechcoaching.com. And yeah, I hope to see you somewhere around the world. Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you for listening to the Strategic Tech Coaching Podcast with your host, Oscar Andermo. We'll catch you next time.